From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right in our own backyards. I'm your host, Joel Stultz, and in this episode, we have two well-respected powerhouse singer-songwriters. First off, we have a special treat for you, a folk artist we recorded in studio right here on Ball State's campus named Cole Woodruff. Cole Woodruff is an acoustic singer-songwriter born and raised right here in Indiana. He will be followed by Ryan M. Brewer, another well-respected artist who aims to tell compelling stories through well-written and well-performed music. But before we give them a listen, we'll hear a word from our underwriters. Support for The Scene comes from Greek's Pizzeria of Muncie, offering pizzas, sandwiches, and salads for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Two locations in Muncie, 813 East McGalliard and 1600 West University in the Ball State Village. More at greekspizzeria.com. And from Muncie Music Center, equipping local bands with instruments and sound gear for 75 years. Individual and group lessons are available for musicians from novice to professional. More at muncymusic.com. Cole Woodruff is an alternative folk artist out of Frankfort, Indiana. He has been writing music since a very young age and has a wide variety of influences from all across the spectrum, all the way from Dashboard Confessional to The Head and the Heart. Cole has been the frontman of numerous bands over the course of his musical career, the most recent of which is called Dodge City Meltdown. We had the pleasure of bringing Cole in for an intimate in-studio session, including an exclusive interview just upstairs in the Ball State Telecommunications Studios. Stay tuned after this set to hear what he had to say after his session. You can watch the entire session on our YouTube channel, The Scene IPR. To learn more about Cole Woodruff, you can visit his Facebook page at Cole Woodruff Music. A lyricist who writes straight from the heart, this is Cole Woodruff.
packed my things, 10:30 flight. Sometimes I still close my eyes. I can hear that summer song rise. Young love is doomed, but we broke that rule. We'll love again as lovers do. Wish I had a new car, maybe something you like. Maybe I'd ask you out on Friday, we can go for a drive. I wish that I was in love. I wish I was dead. I don't know anymore. I don't care what I said. I wish that I was more handsome. Maybe I'd catch your eye. I wish that I had the courage. But you know it don't matter, girl, 'cause I ain't got no chance to survive. Yeah. I wish that I had a ring. I wish that I knew your size. I'd slip it on to your finger, baby. Girl, I hope it fits right. Yeah, I hope it fits right. Yeah, I hope it fits right.
This song's called Living Room.
We waited out the storm. The front seat of your car the day we fell apart. I went walking through the rain, collapsing on the floor. My living room was dark. Yesterday you called, I had all the words, but I couldn't pick up the phone. Rest another day, try to find the strength to chase away the rain. Lay it down, let it go. Hear that sound and know you're not alone. Say your prayers and you lay down.
Thank you.
I don't just want to sing love songs anymore. I want to know how it feels to be loved. Just wanna fight, 'cause fighting's getting old. I don't just wanna scream, I wanna kiss your lips and hold you close. So baby, tell me now. Far foregone now that you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are listening to Cole Woodruff on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
I'm going to try a brand new song. I just wrote this like a couple days ago. So we'll see if I can do it. We'll see if I can remember the words. But this is an exclusive track for my adoring fans. It's called Emily. Emily, I wish that I could find the words to say to place you in my life. Ever since I looked into your eyes, I can't seem to get you off my mind. I am just a broken down old fool. I hope that that can be enough for you. Emily, I wish that I could say something that would make you want to stay. If I pass you across along the way, I hope that I get to see your face. Emily, I don't care if you're gone. I'll be here to sing your simple song. Emily, I wish that I could write something that would keep you warm tonight. I ain't got much to give except my love. Tell me, will that ever be? I am just a broken down old fool. I hope that that can be enough for you. And even in the darkest of my days, I close my eyes and I still see your face. Thank you.
Emily, I wish that I could find the words to say to place you in my life.
Cool, thank you. Two more, what do you think? Yeah? So this is one of my most popular songs. It's called Colorado.
I could stay in Colorado. There ain't no ghosts for me to talk to. And when the sun breaks over the plains, I won't hear you call my name. I could stay in Colorado. Lights on the interstate shine, chasing that western sky. It's calling me, it's calling me. Driving all through the night, I'm already gone. Denver, here I come. Finally, I get some sleep. Walking down the streets, every girl I meet is calling.
Thank you. Well, this will be my last one. This is a song I wrote after my grandfather passed away. It's one of my favorite songs I've written. It's called 7 Years. Sun shone down, the days burned hot. This one horse town hid all the hope we saw. We were way too young to count the cost. We took it on ourselves, never finding what we lost. I married you in 30. Like my broken heart, we made our home and raised our boys. I worked that land until we lost you. Jenny took my heart. For 7 years I've waited to die since they took my home on that old dirt road at the county line. I see your face every once in a while, my sweet Jenny. I'd give anything to see you smile. Jenny took my heart. Thank you.
You've been listening to Cole Woodruff in studio with The Scene. And don't forget, you can watch the entire session on our YouTube channel, The Scene IPR. For the next few minutes of the show today, we have an exclusive interview with Cole for your listening enjoyment. We had the privilege of sitting down and talking with Woodruff about his musical journey and his writing process, and we're excited to share it with you. Conducted by The Scene's very own Tyler Eads, in studio for an exclusive interview, Cole Woodruff.
We're here with Cole Woodruff in the in-studio. He just got done playing a good old set. Cole, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man.
Awesome, awesome. I'm just going to ask you some rather simple questions. I guess, how long have you been playing music?
I've been playing music since I was 16 years old, so about 11 years now.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been doing all kinds of different stuff, and just recently I'm kind of doing a lot of solo stuff down in Indy. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. So what got you into music? What pushed you into it?
I don't know. Just like songwriting. I love songwriting. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of being able to craft a song and putting emotion into it. And so, you know, songwriting was just really what I wanted to do. I couldn't really play any instruments or anything. And then I was like, you know what? I need to do this by myself. And so I'm going to need to learn guitar. I'm going to need to learn to sing. And I'm going to need to learn all this stuff. So.
Dang. So you're totally self-taught then?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, totally self-taught.
Awesome. Well,
that's why I do everything wrong.
That's pretty good. Super raw.
Yeah.
That's edgy. anyways, so I guess, like, what would you say are some of your, like, biggest influences? Like, who do you listen to? Who base your sound off of?
Well, I'm a huge Ryan Adams fan. Okay. So Ryan Adams is kind of, like, one of my biggest influences. I love songwriters. Mm-hmm. I have so many influences. I mean, you know, punk rock. We listen to punk rock.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, anything with energy, anything that's real. But then I also like, you know, like folk music. Mm-hmm. I love folk music. I love old folk music and the old singer-songwriters like, you know, Johnny Cash and all those guys. And so I just have a wide array of different influences that just kind of influence my songwriting mainly. I'm just really inspired by, you know, I'll hear a song that's so much emotion is packed into the words and how they sing, you know, like a Damien Rice song, you know, something like that. That just like, man. And then it just inspires me like, oh my gosh, I want to write something that captures that emotion that I just felt there, you know? So,
right.
Yeah,
definitely. Cool. I was saying, I could hear some like Slayer influence.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Metallica. And yeah. cool. So do you usually play solo when you go out and play, or do you have a band you play with sometimes?
Yeah, I mainly play solo. Mm-hmm. I had a band for a while there. Okay. We were called Dodge City Meltdown. We did an album together, and then I kind of, they all went to college, and I kind of kept doing music, stuck with that. So, but I've been playing a lot in indie now, kind of just going under my own name and just doing a lot of solo singer-songwriter stuff. So,
cool. That's great. That's great. So, as far as you talk about, you're playing around indie a lot. Are there any specific venues that you really like playing?
Oh, man, that at? I really like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Monkey's Tail is great. I played at Birdie's quite a bit. They do some really cool stuff. Okay. And there's a lot of I played at the Hi-Fi. I opened for some bands at the Hi-Fi, which is super cool. I mean, you get a good crowd in there. There's always a good crowd in the Hi-Fi. And I love Fountain Square. Everything at Fountain Square and Broad Ripple and stuff is just really cool. And there's just some awesome open mics going around.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole lot of cool opportunities for singer-songwriters. And I played at a Liberty Street Pub for an open mic.
Okay.
And that was probably the greatest room I have ever played in ever. Just sound-wise, it was unbelievable. Like, so there's tons of open mics that, like, I love going out there and just meeting up with singer-songwriters and stuff.
I'm sure there's a lot of memories through all the shows you played, but is there, like, any outstanding memory that's just, like, crazy that, like, anything crazy happened during your set or like, when you were just loading in, loading out, whatever?
I kind of do, like, triple duty as a musician. Yeah. I do, like, worship and stuff at churches, and so that's kind of one thing.
Yeah.
And then I do, I play a lot of nursing homes, and so, like, I get to do the old, you know, like Hank Williams stuff, like stuff that I love doing and that, you know, wouldn't go over so well, you know, out. And then I play in, like, bars and whatever and stuff and do my own stuff. And I did an Well, I played at a nursing home this one time in Frankfurt, and I got to the end of my set, and it was like a Christmas time set, and I was like, okay, this will be my last song, and then like out of nowhere, because like it was weird, like the two worlds kind of collided, like some old lady goes, play Colorado, and I'm like, what?
Wow.
And I'm like, that's one of my songs, you know, that I wrote, and I'm like, what? And it took me back. I was like, what in the world is, and so like I went ahead, I did a last song and I played it, and then I went and found this lady. I was like, she was an old lady in the nursing home, and I was like, hey, did you say that? And she was like, yeah, I love your song Colorado. And I was like, where did you hear that? Mm-hmm. She was like, well, my daughter took me out for an open mic at Applebee's one time and I heard you play that, and she was like, and I love that song. And I was like, how strange it was, you know, an old lady in a nursing home, and it's like, yeah, so that's probably my craziest.
That's
yeah.
cool, though. That's great. Yeah. Awesome. Is there any other comments? Or?
No, thank you guys for having me. This was
awesome.
A lot of fun.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Awesome. Well, that was Cole Woodruff on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
That was Cole Woodruff. To learn more about Cole Woodruff, you can visit his Facebook page at Cole Woodruff Music. Coming up in the next half of our show, we have Ryan M. Brewer, another solid artist, this time out of Indianapolis. He has a unique style dubbed as free-range Americana. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll stay tuned for the next half of our show. Are listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. The next portion of our show will be dedicated to Ryan M. Brewer. Ryan, known as Free Range Americana, has always been a man who puts his lyrics first. Called Indianapolis's most brutally honest lyricist, Ryan writes about a huge range of topics and influences, preferring to let the story define what the music does. With beautifully crafted lyrics, and an impressive vocal talent, Ryan has gained a following that spans across more than just the Indiana Plain. You can find out info about him, his music, and his tour dates that span across the Midwest at ryanmbrewer.com. Live at the White Rabbit Cabaret at Spark Joy's Shake Indie Show, this is Ryan M. Brewer.
Now, like a blind man telling how to get around this town, while you're letting out a shout and listening to the streets echo the sound. Oh, my feet are standing in the rain. She's got a stranger's eyes, the cordial, cautious kind on a bar stool late at night, while you're flipping on the lights. She's doing her best to sort through all. They're just waiting for a train. Oh, what a tangle. Well,
you are listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Just speeding beneath these city streets, yeah. Oh, these city streets. Bodies everywhere. They'll make you stop and stare, set fire to the air. And I swear that they don't care. So baby, we'll go far away.
Love that big city life, them frantic city nights, just hauling my guitar, just busking bar to bar, just standing on the moon shooting the stars. Oh, 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 my feet are standing in the rain, yeah. We're just waiting for a train, yeah, 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 yeah. One, two, three, say, oh, wow, what a tangle web we. Beneath these city streets, streets. Oh, I say, oh, 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 what a tangled web we weave. We're just speeding beneath these city streets. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I said, oh, what a tangled web we weave. We're just speeding beneath these city streets. Oh, these city streets, 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 streets. Her lips are different now, like a blind man telling now to get around this town. So I set out to write a love song about an estranged couple, and the guy was going to buy her favorite car back for her and drive it across country and give it to her and win her back. But halfway through the song, it turned into he decided to hit her when he got there. So here's a murder ballad. What are you going to do? To a guy I knew in high school, I never liked him much, now ain't no better. Needed a favor from a figure with some pull. Needed he kept a long way off the record. Her daddy bought her that Civic for school. She wandered off with some ill-mannered fool. He took it back, there it sat, gathering dust, fighting rust in the weeds. In the weeds. I had a buddy with a shop over in Deming. He don't get out much, but he's a sucker for a sip. I took a bottle and a pinch of something green. Had him show a thing or two he didn't remember teaching me. Patient austerity is name of the game. Wait till the son and her dad go away. Snuck around back, there I sat, splicing wires, sparking fire in the weeds. That playlist I made for when we tied the knot, we never made it, did we? 35 songs in 7 years strong, yeah. I was picky, but it meant something to me. And I let it play all the way to the coast. 755 miles on my own. 5.5 times I play all through all. All the songs now, the writing's on the wall. You look so small. The speed bumps did no good at all. I failed to yield till you hit the windshield. I took to steering with my left hand. Can't take the getaway speeding. Out on the highway heading west end. Cracks in my windshield, they're spreading like weeds. I see your face in the weeds, yeah. In the weeds, weeds, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're hearing Ryan M. Brewer on the scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Hillside with this boulder again, looking over my shoulder again. Rolling over, scrolling, border field. Leave me here on the other side to sleep. You're rolling. Talk about the things I had to do without your love to keep me sane, to keep me going. I was sick and damn tired of missing you, wandering like an apparition, yeah, through the gray and lonely corridors of my torment, yeah. If I'm found inside a well of this bottle, you can bow my fingers, raise to your God, and I'll be your memory that's tripping me in a first place. I'll admit your pat shots don't miss me when you're smiling. Say it looks like whiskey is your only friend. Johnny Walker does what Johnny Walker says that he will do. And that's more than I can say for you. You may not love me and you may not hold me through the night, but at least I sleep all right. I don't want to deal with the things I know I do to win back your love. Drives me insane, it makes me nauseous, yeah. When you packed your bags and you left me, you made damn sure no one else could bet me, no. Without the thought of you drowning out my subconscious, yeah. And if I fall inside a well of this bottle, you can bear my fingers, raise to your God, and I'll be your memory is tripping me in the first place. And I'll admit your fat shots, I don't miss me when you smile and say it looks like whiskey's your only friend. Johnny Walker does what Johnny Walker says he will do. And that's more than I can say for you. He may not love me and he may not hold me through the night, but at least I sleep all right. Bags in, you left me a week ago this morning. I'm drinking and wearing my Sunday best. Ow. You're punctually, your bags in, you left me a week ago this morning. I'm drinking and I'm wearing my Sunday best. My Sunday best, yeah. Johnny Walker does what Johnny Walker says that he will do. That's more than I can say for you. You may not love me and you may not hold me through the night. Neither do you see that story. Oh, right, oh, right, say. Johnny Walker does what Johnny Walker says that he will do. That's more than I can say for you. But at least I sleep alright, yeah. At least I sleep alright. Hey, it's been my pleasure. I got one last song for you. And sometimes you just need to get over somebody, so you just sit down at the bar and you write a song about the first person you see. And this particular time, it was a bartender in Kentucky, and I looked at, she was pretty too, so that helped, you know. Here's a song about a pretty Kentuckian bartender. I've been Ryan and Brewer, and I will continue to be so elsewhere other than the stage, but this is my time. Thank you for listening. And hey, Mary Jane, check my tolerance for pain. You got a smile that hits like a ton of bricks, but eyes like Novocaine. You've got a man and I'm just a boy, but flash me that Mona Lisa, confident and coy. What's he got that I ain't got? Plays his fingers to the bone with a voice straight out the box. And I've got words to him, I've got music, and swear I won't lose it as long as you've got time. Hey, Mary Jane, you're still swimming through my brain. Have no fear, the water's clear and cool like a summer rain. I'm just a boy and I know you've got a man, but I took the long way around to get to where I am. And I've got secrets and I won't sell, and you've got yours too, like coins in a wishing well. And one silver dollar and what he don't know would scarce suffice to pay the price for a single cup of joe. Up all night, I can't leave cause I can't drive. Wanna get my fingers tangled, get my hands clean, so I can leave this place without a trace if you ever tire of me. What's he got that I ain't got? Plays his fingers to the bone with a voice straight out the box. And I've got words to win, I've got music in. Swear I won't lose it as long as you've got time. What's he got that I ain't got? Plays his fingers to the bone with a voice straight out the box saying, I've got words to win, I've got music in. Swear I won't lose it as long as you got time. Oh, 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 yeah. I won't lose it as long as you've got time. Long as you've got time, yeah.
You just heard Ryan M. Brewer on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. If you would like to find out more about him, you can visit his website at ryanmbrewer.com. Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State. Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students, including Spencer Kelly, Zach Berger, and myself. Our booking communications coordinator is Tyler Eads. To find out more about the musicians, bands, and venues we feature on The Scene, you can visit our website at indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous shows. It's all at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, you can follow our Facebook page, The Scene on IPR, and our Twitter and Instagram handles, at The Scene on IPR. You can listen to The Scene anytime you want by subscribing to our podcast. You can find a link on our website or subscribe for free on the iTunes online store. This episode of The Scene was mixed and produced by me, Joel Stoltz. Thanks for listening, and join us next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, on The Scene.